Orwellian, Rand Paul Festivus report shows feds spent millions torturing cats. By Hannah Knudsen on December 23, 2024. The U.S. government spent millions of dollars on experiments torturing cats, compliments of the U.S. taxpayers. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, highlighted over $1 trillion in government waste in this year's Festivus report. But there seems to be a few that involve our feline friends, uncovered by the White Coat Waste Project. According to the report, the Department of Defense, DOD, spent $10,851,439 on what it describes as an Orwellian cat experiment. The experiment was completed under the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, at the University of Pittsburgh. The experiment involved slicing the back of male cats, exposing their spinal cords. Researchers then used electrodes which fired off electric shocks while the incision was still open to make cats have an erection. It gets worse, as researchers continued to torture cats, shocking them up to 10 minutes at a time and severing their spinal cords. But the horror doesn't end there. These cats were then subjected to even more electric shocks, sometimes for up to 10 minutes at a time, before having their spinal cords severed to paralyze their lower bodies. And just for good measure, the shocks continued for another 10 minutes. All this, in the name of science. In another shocking DARPA-funded experiment, researchers attached electrodes to cats' spinal cords and inserted condom balloons into their colons and marbles into their rectums. The objective? To force these poor animals to defecate the marbles via electric shock, the report found. One cat was shocked for 11 minutes. Your hard-earned money, nearly $11 million of it, was spent on experiments that would be more at home in a dystopian novel than the real world. It's a grim reminder that, when left unchecked, government spending can drift into realms that defy common sense. The report would not be complete without highlighting cruel experiments at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, formerly led by Dr. Anthony Fauci, and U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, which spent $2.24 million on experiments. The NIAID and the USDA have given Cornell University $2.24 million to study whether felines can contract and transmit COVID-19. This experiment, again, involved taking healthy cats, injecting them with the illness and watching them suffer, ultimately killing them. Some were killed as early as 2 days after being infected. Some weren't even infected with COVID-19 since they were the control group, yet they were still killed. Throughout the experiment, the cats were completely isolated in cages. There is one more highlighted in the waste report, as well. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, spent $1,513,299 on a study that involved training female kittens to submit and then torturing them by strapping them to a spinning and tilting hydraulic table. The goal was to cause motion sickness. Bright lights were shined in their eyes, and they received an injection of copper sulfate to make them puke. According to the NIH, the purpose of these experiments is to study how different species, such as cats and monkeys, respond to motion sickness. The report wrote, asserting that the American people would surely reject this reasoning as legitimate justification for torture. Read the entire waste report here.